McClellan, who seemed always to be never quite ready to move his force, had convinced himself within a fortnight of coming to Washington that the Confederate army of Joseph Johnston and P.G.T. Beauregard in the Manassas area numbered 100,000 men and was ready to pounce on his inferior force of about 55,000 at any time. The Confederates at Manassas actually had no more than 30,000 troops in August. McClellan came up with his 100,000 number not from Pinkerton, who had just arrived in Washington and had not had time to put together an intelligence-gathering operation, but instead from an assortment of generals under him, self-appointed amateur spies, and a Confederate deserter, with rumors and guesswork stirred into the mix. On September 8th, McClellan raised the rebel number to 130,000. 5 days later, he upped the enemy count once more to 170,000, compared to the 81,000 Federals he had. The rebels by that time had 35,000 men at Manassas. A cardinal rule for successful intelligence officers? They must be unbiased, scrupulous in assembling accurate information, and they must tell a superior what he needs to know, not what he wants to know. A spymaster must be willing to deliver uncomfortable truths. Pinkerton failed to do this. The poorly educated Chicago detective revered McClellan, who was considered one of the country's foremost military experts. Loyal to the point of sycophancy, Pinkerton never doubted the general's ability as a commander. Instead of serving his country or his president as a true intelligence officer, he made his friend happy.